Baltimore County Executive Johnny Ashefsky laid out this morning a proposed budget for the county far different from what he expected it would be just 1 month ago. WIPR's John Lee reports the county executive said the COVID-19 pandemic, in the blink of an eye, has created a new reality.
Here is part of that new reality. The Baltimore County Executive, traditionally, delivers his budget message in person to the County Council. But today, Ashefsky sat in his office and streamed the speech. Several staff members were in the room, and Ashefsky's spokesman says the staffers wore masks and stood more than 6 feet apart. Ashefsky said county revenues have taken a $40 million hit, and that number could grow even as the County Council reviews the budget over the next month. Ashefsky said there is not much room for extras.
This means that there are many additional people, like teachers, that we will not be able to hire. It means there are other important programs and initiatives that will need to be deferred or reconsidered. It also means we must forego funding tens of millions of dollars in capital pay-as-you-go priorities.
Specifically, things like parks, playing fields, senior centers, and road construction. And since the money isn't there for hiring new teachers, Ashefsky's recommending that school superintendent Darrell Williams move 169 staff development teachers into the classroom. Teachers will get a 1% cost of living pay bump July 1st, and there's $1 million set aside to hire more school counselors and support staff. Much of what Ashefsky wants to do for schools hinges on money from the state, which is estimating its own financial hit of up to $2.8 billion due to COVID-19. If the state money isn't there for the county, Ashefsky says school construction projects will be delayed, and you can forget about some initiatives for inside the classroom as well.
The truth of the matter is this: an expansion towards universal pre-kindergarten, more robust college and career readiness programming, and additional support for teachers and students alike will only happen with the state funding.
There are some new initiatives in this budget. As of today, Baltimore County has its own 311 non-emergency call center. In an interview with WIPR after his speech, Ashefsky said in the past, thousands of people have tried to call that number in the county to no avail.
We thought that given the need and that it was sustained, that having live operators to help direct people to the resources of the county was a smart investment to continue in this upcoming fiscal year.
Ashefsky also wants cameras on school buses to catch drivers who pass stopped buses illegally. There's money in the budget to restart glass recycling, and he wants to create an audit compliance unit. Part of its job would be to track the tens of millions of dollars that the county is spending in its response to COVID-19 so it can ask for reimbursement from the federal government. Ashefsky, who's a Democrat, says this is a budget that has to focus on the bread and butter of local government, education, public safety, and county employees. Republican County Councilman David Marks agrees.
We want to make sure that our teachers, police, and firefighters are still well paid. And I think it was appropriate where we have to have reductions to have them on the capital budget side.
The county negotiated with the unions that represent county employees a 2% raise that takes effect June 30th. That raise is still in the budget. They get another 2% hike later in the year. The county council cannot add to Ashefsky's budget. It can only make cuts. And Mark says he doubts there'll be much of that, since the county executive has already cut the spending plan significantly. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.